The Ten Commandments are back in a state judicial building in Montgomery, Alabama, and they're there on the order of the Alabama Supreme Court. Last summer's fight over a 2.5-ton granite monument displaying the Ten Commandments ended with a federal judge declaring that it constituted state promotion of religion and ordering its removal. When the judge who put it there, Alabama's Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roy Moore, refused to remove it, Moore was removed from office. Melanie Peoples reports on the new display.
This time, the Ten Commandments aren't etched into a 2.5-ton granite monument the size of an industrial washing machine. They're posted in both Hebrew and English on a display 10 feet long by 8 feet tall that also includes historical documents like the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And this time, most everyone is happy.
I think it seems perfectly fine.
Richard Cohen is the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the organizations that sued to remove the monument.
The test under the law is, does it have the purpose of promoting religion or does it have that effect? And I don't think it has either in this case.
In the Alabama Supreme Court's order authorizing the new display, Alabama's acting Chief Justice Gorman Houston wrote that the purpose of this display was to help people understand the foundations upon which Alabama and U.S. law are based. And this display, though much smaller and less dramatic than the granite rock, has the blessing of John Giles, president of the Christian Coalition of Alabama, one of the organizations that fought against the monument's removal.
Certainly, we welcome the display that the Ten Commandments in any form or fashion in any public building. We think that is not only an endearment to people of faith, but it is a historical and constitutional document tied to the U.S. justice system.
Not that Giles wouldn't have preferred for the monument to remain, but he's happy just to see the Ten Commandments posted in a state building. Those who've been watching this case say the Alabama Supreme Court is up to more than educating the public on the foundation of Western law. They say the court is giving a lesson on the proper way to display the Ten Commandments, while at the same time reminding the public that they're not anti-religion. Chris Doss is the director of the Center for the Study of Law and Church at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama.
That's what this is all about. And they're not opposed to reflecting certain things and agreeing to certain messages, but there is a correct way judiciously to do that.
Alabama Supreme Court justices are elected to office, and this display could be a way of attempting to safeguard their political futures. 6 months ago, in order to comply with a federal ruling to remove the monument, Alabama's 8 justices had to override their boss at the time, the very man responsible for the monument, former Chief Justice Roy Moore. This display could help the justices defend themselves from future charges they took God out of a public building. And that could very well be a factor in upcoming elections. Alabama's former Chief Justice Roy Moore, the man who paid for and installed the monument, which is currently sitting in a closet in the judicial building, is not happy.
I think that they've put the Word of God in a closet, they've put petitions around it to shroud it, and now they've hidden it among historical documents, neither of which is an acknowledgement of God, and I think they know it.
Under Alabama law, former Chief Justice Roy Moore, who's still appealing his removal from office, is free to run for re-election to the state Supreme Court, or to any other office he chooses. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.